In classrooms across the country, there have been some key changes to how reading is being taught. The reason is the Common Core standards now being implemented in most states. Before the core, teachers focused largely on basic skills and preparing students for low-level standardized tests. Now students are required to tackle much more challenging reading. Earlier this week, reporter Emily Hanford explained what this change has meant for struggling learners in Reno, Nevada. Today, the core's effect on the rest of the class.
Linnea Walters was prepared to hate the Common Core. She taught at a poor school in Reno, where she says there was always some new plan to improve things, but it never added up to good education.
If you can't do these skills well, then all you get is remediation. You never get to do the parts of learning that are amazing. You never get to do the good stuff.
She had no reason to believe Common Core would be different until she was invited to a meeting to talk about the new standards with other teachers. She was told they're meant to be an antidote to skill and drill instruction. Then she tried a Common Core poetry lesson with her fifth graders.
And I was high, just high as a kite on what the kids had done and how engaged they were and how successful they were.
Walter's biggest concern going into the lesson was that it would be too hard. But in fact, her struggling learners were the most into it. They gave it their all. The higher achievers were kind of resistant. Other teachers noticed this too.
High-achieving readers, they were used to reading very quickly through a text, answering a series of comprehension questions, done.
Tori Palmer, who was a literacy coordinator for the district, helped set up the Common Core teacher meeting. And what they're finding is that it's not just changing education for the lower performing kids.
All right, so yesterday, what were we talking about yesterday?
This is an American government class at Reno High, one of the top performing high schools in the district. Today, students are going to do what's called a close reading of a text. Close reading is not a new idea, but it's gained currency as a way to teach the Common Core. Students begin by reading out loud in small groups.
Okay, should voters choose their politicians, or should politicians choose their voters? Tennessee Representative John Tanner believes voters should
The article they're reading is about gerrymandering. That's the process of drawing voting districts to favor one political party or the other. Students read the article, then they discuss a series of questions.
Okay. On line 6, the author uses the phrase artificially intensified partisanship. What does he mean by this? Their unique chance for America to create.
This is a hard one. Students go back to the article, reread line 6, try to figure out what the author was saying. On the other side of the room, the teacher is helping another group of students figure out what the phrase means.
If something has been intensified, it's become made what?
Better.
Not necessarily better.
I can't think of a word.
If the feeling becomes more intense, it becomes
stronger.
Good. So intensify means making stronger.
Students in this class are not accustomed to reading closely like this. Typically, they'd read something and be asked to summarize it, or they might be asked their opinion, says the teacher Brian Carlin.
They go crazy on a what do you think of question. I mean, they just, oh, let me tell you everything I know about this. And that's kind of like, that's their bread and butter. As far as skating by, but when you actually say, identify three specific arguments that Abraham Lincoln was making in the Gettysburg Address, they go, I think my way out of this, and they struggle there.
The Common Core standards call for students to cite evidence for their ideas and opinions.
Awesome, well done. Next question. What are the two motivating factors for political experts to draw congressional district lines as they do? Use direct quotations from the text to bolster your argument.
Students in the class look down at the text, searching for evidence.
Anybody? Any volunteers?
For political gain.
Okay, where'd you get that from?
Well, that's just like what we talked about.
Who's blowing up on Twitter? Turn your phone off, please. Is there any indications in the text to give you that answer?
Yes, there is.
Well, you have to, of course.
This Common Core lesson doesn't come from a textbook or a curriculum guide. It was written by Mr. Carlin.
Anybody else?
Before Common Core, some students might have had a lesson like this in an advanced class. But in a standard-level course like this one, it was mostly lectures and taking notes. Here's how a student named Anya Calvillo Mason describes that way of learning.
It's like you're just getting the basics of everything. You're getting, like, a term and a definition and one example, maybe.
But Anya says doing a close reading is different.
It feels like the point is to actually learn something because you have to use your brain and you have to struggle a little bit in order to figure it out. But once you do, you've actually gained something from it.
Another student, Maddie Eckert, says she's learning more too.
The way that we're learning now, it seems to encompass so many more different, like, levels of thought, which is definitely something that we need.
You can feel in a classroom when kids care about what they're doing.
Again, teacher Linnea Walters.
And if you can create environments where students care deeply about what they're doing, learning will follow. I don't have a number to support that.
She's talking about the Common Core aligned tests that students in Nevada and lots of other states will take in the spring. She hopes the test scores will provide proof of what she's seeing, but she's worried about what will happen if the scores are bad. So is Tori Palmer.
Once those scores come out, then systems do crazy things to respond and react to them. Like if we go back to just focusing on specific skills or like how to take a test, that's not teaching and learning.
She's never believed tests are a great measure of what kids have learned. But federal law says test scores are what matter when it comes to school funding and accountability. For NPR News, I'm Emily Hanford.
That story originally appeared as part of an hour-long documentary produced by American Radio Works.